Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture, adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shut Up A Second. My name's Hayden and Cass is here. Hi Cass.
Hi Cass.
And also we're joined by the very funny Lena Moon.
Hi, the very funny Lena Moon.
Today we're talking hammers. I don't know if that was a great hammer noise. I'm going to be honest, Cass.
It depends what the hammer was hitting.
Yeah,
what was
really
it hitting in your...
feels dependent.
Coconut.
Coconut. Okay, you know what? I take it back. Pretty good.
Thank you.
How many kinds of hammers do you think there are? Because I met a guy once and he had a roofing hammer, and which is sort
a
of...
A roofing hammer?
Well, yeah, I didn't know that's what it was, but it was half hammer. So it had on one end, it was a hammer, like the knob of a hammer.
Hitty yes.
The hitty bit.
Arguably the part... that I would call hammer.
That the is hammer the hammer
part. Yes.
And then the back, instead of the claw, it was like an axe.
Okay.
Right?
You've caused some distress in my brain.
Yep.
Because I'm now realizing that people are out there changing the backs of hammers and acting like that's a different kind of hammer, which feels like cheating to
me. Well, yeah, because someone came over to our house. It was actually your friend, Cass. And he's like, "Ooh, it's a roofing hammer." I'm like, "Oh, is it? Okay." And he's like, "Yeah, sorry, I'm a hammer guy. I'm a hammer nut."
Okay.
I'm like,
"You need to tell me after the show which one of my friends is a hammer guy."
I didn't know that's a thing you could be. Just a guy who loves hammers.
Let's think about this logically. Let's have some logic.
Okay,
yeah, for
in
once.
This room.
For once.
For once. If we're talking like front change of hammer,
yep.
We got sledge, which I'm pretty sure is big.
That's double ended almost.
I'll see. I'm taking ends out of it.
Oh, taking ends out of it. Okay, sorry. Okay, sure.
Surely the hammer is just the hitty bit.
That's what.
No, I think that's got a name. Is it the head or is the head the whole metal bit?
I assumed the head was the whole bit. But yeah, no. Because I feel like it's distressing to me to imagine. Because that's like being like, "Oh, guess what? You see this chair? I changed the color of it, so now it's a different kind of chair."
No, that's a bit different. Okay, all right. I thought we'll bring logic into the room for once.
You said logic. That's like taking a chair, removing the back and being like, "Oh, it's a new kind of chair that's called stool."
Yeah, so actually it makes sense.
But stool, it would have to be called chair stool.
No, it wouldn't have to be.
What? No, Lena's right, because otherwise it's roofing hammer. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? You have a chair with no arms. It's a chair. You put arms on it. You call it an armchair.
Okay, Lena's metaphor's perfect.
No, wait. No, I win. I'm right.
No,
wait.
I win. No, I'm right.
No, Lena's...
I'm perfect. Didn't you hear? I mean, yeah, because I don't want to start. Whole
it started.
Yeah.
We're in it.
Yeah, it's commenced. We're taking this apart with a hammer.
No, because like let's really think about it. Because also I wonder how, like, you know, it's like when you look at those like medieval charts. You know how when you do this,
like a tapestry or what?
Yeah, you know those medieval charts out of
you had to weave them. Yeah,
but there's like not that I do a lot of this in my spare time, but I did find myself looking at one recently that was like all the different weapons, right? And the slightest change to the shape of the spear, it makes it not spear anymore. It's
right.
Like this
what
other
does it make
thing.
It?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you think
roofing
spear.
Look,
yeah, exactly. I said, look,
an arm spear.
Yeah, an arm spear, a
what kind
spear
of shape
chair.
Are we, what sort of change of the shape? Like a change of the
I don't know,
sharp
you,
bit?
Yeah,
or the...
yeah, like you put a couple of little rivets in it or something and all of a sudden it's a whole new thing.
Well, it does something a bit different then.
Well, that's, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell you. Mm. What does the rivets do? Do they go through better or not through better? Or do they stick to organ or do they take organ out?
What are the, where are the rivets? Like in the blade bit?
Yeah.
Is it a metal spear Or just a sharpened stick?
It was a drawn picture, the thing I'm talking about.
So there were little, like, is it like when you cut a candle to show the inside of the candle?
Kind of. No, okay.
Wait,
it was
what?
Like,
wait,
was
wait,
like,
sorry, wait. Can we, when you cut in a candle.
You don't watch
half,
candle making videos to calm down?
No, okay.
I don't. But what's in the inside of a candle? It's just wax.
Yeah, I didn't misread it to the point where it's just a diagram that's like a dissection of one spear. And I was
no,
like,
oh, it's wood on the inside. Oh, how no, interesting.
Oh, you know, so many spears.
You know, when you see people make candles and they're, you know, and they're dunking the wax in all different colours.
What you're
and then they make little slits down the side and fold the candle yes, out so yes, you can yes, see yes, yes, all of the inside
okay,
of the candle.
Okay, aesthetically, right, it looks like those little slits.
Yes, that's what I was asking.
But what a way to get there.
Then I reckon that spear would be good for getting stuck in a person, and it means that when it takes, yeah, when you take, if they take the spear out, it does more damage.
Fair, fair, fair. Okay. So that's a person hurt spear.
A yeah, person maybe, hurt spear, yes.
Okay.
It's a gut grabbing spear.
Yeah, just to kind of bring it back to hammers. I think, because like in my mind, I'm like, great. So the front end, I can deal with a changing the name. I can deal with that personally. Yeah. What I can't deal with is all of a sudden saying, guess what? The back matters.
Have you ever used the back of a hammer? It's unreal.
Can't say I'm that much of a crafty. Look, I obviously used the back, like nail pulley one. Actually,
yeah, that's it. What do you mean?
Work.
That's what it's for. That's, yeah, you're using like it to its full potential, I think.
Cool.
Oh, do you know
you're
what?
There. You're there.
Yeah.
I have just looked up. It's a non-medieval diagram of a hammer, if that's okay. If
so it's just a modern hammer?
Okay.
Yep.
Wait, why are we looking at it?
I don't generally look at things that aren't woven. But
that's fair enough. Well, that's why I'm looking at it for you. The anatomy of a hammer is so weird. So,
is there a tongue? I think I feel like a tongue is part of the hammer.
No, it's got a cheek, an
oh,
eye,
cheek,
a neck, and a face.
That's right. I was pretty close with tongue.
All of that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
yeah, it's also got a peen.
No, it doesn't.
That's what the
is that on the handle down the bottom?
You have a ball peen. You have a ball peen.
The
hammer.
Ball bit at the front. So it looks like the other end of the hammer that isn't a hammer is the peen. So I've got a
like
ball peen
claw?
Hammer. So yeah, it's so this. So if
the
you've
claw
got a
the peen?
You know,
yeah,
always
if
like
you've got a
little,
one,
like fronty bit,
yeah,
so the handle, you know,
of the handle,
yeah, down the bottom,
oh, like a grip kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean, like a carve
but
out for the hand?
You're not talking about that bit.
No,
you're talking about
the
okay.
Claw bit.
Well, I guess I didn't realize that we were only talking metal when it came to hammers.
Oh,
I
no.
thought it included the whole thing.
It does. We've got handle and grip.
Oh, so
the
they just call that handle? Oh, not housing handle.
Yeah. Or the torso or something.
Yeah.
No, it does have a grip. Some of them, if they've got a little sleeve on them, it does refer to the grip.
Cool.
So that's good. But yeah, peen is
how
what they,
interesting.
If you've got a weird bit of a hammer, it looks like it's called a peen.
Okay, but is that just, like sledgehammers don't have a peen on
yeah,
them?
Peenless.
Sledgehammers don't. They've got double face. They're two-faced.
Sorry to keep bringing sledgehammers up. It's the only other hammer I know.
You can have a ball peen hammer, so the yeah. what bits round. Cross
what's
peen
the ball,
hammer.
What's the ball in a ball peen hammer for? I'm assuming because it's one end, if I'm remembering correctly, is the,
yeah.
the face.
Yeah, the flat
right?
bit.
Right, the flat bit where you
Itty
hit
bit.
The nail.
Mm.
Then the other end is a ball. Right, but what's the ball
is
for?
Is it to do with different nail sizes, which is a crazy thing to say.
Nails that are concave.
Yeah. Right. But I don't understand because I guess it maybe one of them breaks things apart. Maybe one of them pushes
oh,
things
yeah.
in. Maybe. But this is what I'm saying.
What about the
it's
geology
a
hammer?
It's a tool at this point.
Well, yeah, but it's still a hammer,
yeah,
right?
It's still a hammer. It's still hitty. No, but both ends are hitty.
But you got to think, right? If you have,
yeah.
okay, you got a ball peen hammer for breaking stuff apart. And then you got
yes.
a regular hammer for nailing things in.
Okay.
Listen to me. Listen to me. No, I'm not done. I've got one more thing. And then you've got a screwdriver, right? All three have different functions, but you got to admit that those two hammers look pretty similar.
Okay.
But they're the one hammer.
Yeah.
It's just double ends of the same hammer.
What? No.
Here's my question.
Okay,
yes.
yeah.
Does the action define the tool, or does the tool define what you do with it?
Ooh, that's
my
good
thing.
Question.
Because I'm like, cool, I can live in a world, and I'm pretty particular about the kind of worlds I can live in.
Uh-huh.
I can live in a world where, say, hammer is to push down, you know, like do that action where you kind of
hit,
you know, hit
well, you're
something.
Hamming.
However,
you really ham something.
Yeah, you really ham
you go
something.
Ham.
But I would argue using a hammer to break something is a different. I think that should be called a breakup or like a
but
smasher.
But it's the same action, it's the though, same isn't action. It? Isn't that what you're saying? You're or are you saying?
Okay, but you know what's also a similar action?
What is it? Give me a minute.
When you pull the big cord on a train and go honk honk. That's kind of similar.
That's not cord hammering.
That's different muscles. Yeah, you're pulling down instead of swinging. You're
Wait,
not using
I
leverage.
I think I'm making a good point, but I need a second to make it. Talk.
Maybe lifting weights, but and when you put it back down, that's almost... Yeah,
no,
yeah.
That's a slow
yeah,
release.
Yeah, tell you what, I think you've made the point for the other end of the argument yeah. because really there's nothing else that you can... That's it. That's yeah. it. Maybe and casting a rod, like a fishing rod.
Yeah, that's okay. not hammering. Yep. That's not hammering. We call that a fishing rod.
She's done it.
Yeah.
But you release at a different section.
You did it.
You don't yeah. follow through on a fishing rod.
Yes, you do.
You hold on the whole time and that's...
you.
Was opposed to a hammer.
Because with a hammer, you yeah. swing down past the point of where you're hitting.
No, you don't. You hit
when
the
you
point
fly fish,
hitting.
And I know this from yeah. Alone, when you fly fish, yes. you go past 90 degrees.
Yeah, you go the whole way.
You go the whole way down, buddy.
Yeah, I've been fly fishing.
I haven't. I've just watched people do it on the TV.
I went fly fishing when I was like 11.
It seems like the least fun version.
You're correct. Yeah. I went with my dad and then this guy who was apparently like, a big deal when okay. it comes to fly fishing.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, I tried. And then
was
I stopped
Rex
trying
Hunt?
Pretty quickly.
But
no,
you were
it
11.
Wasn't. Yeah. And then so I put the fly. You if you don't know what fly fishing is, right, it's a game of patience. And also
Ew.
It's very annoying because it's not just... quite here's the action, right? Mm. You cast it and you leave the little lure, which is like a big fluffy ball, and it slowly,
like
very slowly, yeah, it looks like a bug or something, and it slowly sinks.
Fly.
Well, some of them actually look like different bugs, okay?
Well,
it's a hammer argument again.
And then, but you can't let it sink too much because bugs stay on the surface, so then you have to flick it out and then recast it. But then also if a fish starts nibbling, then you got to pull, right? And that's called striking to hook them because there's a hook in the fly.
So you don't have a stick or anything?
You got a stick.
What do you mean you don't
have
a
stick?
It's on a stick.
You got a rod.
Yeah.
What do you think, I'm throwing the string out? What
yeah.
do you think?
Yeah, no, but the string is thrown out by the rod.
Yeah, you got a rod.
It's so, how is it different to regular fishing? It's more work.
Because it is
more
work and you have to keep doing it over and over again. Whereas with other fishing,
you
kind
you
of
let it sit.
So
it's like patience for people who have to be doing something all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
but ADHD fishing.
Except I got bored. So.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. So I would too, but because it's fishing. But look, it seems. But you got to, for certain fish, you got to do it, is what I've learned. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, for
a lot.
Trout or something. I can't remember.
Yeah,
really
because
listen.
Only you got to, some of them are like surfacey.
Because those fish have ADHD.
Yeah, and they're like, I like it when it moves. And then it's like, you're dead. Guess what?
But I got in trouble by the guy because I had it and we were out there for ages before we were even close to a fish being around. And then the guy's like, because it's called striking, right? When you pull it back and he goes, strike. And I just didn't hear him. And by the way, we're on the water in like a quiet creek.
Yeah.
I don't really quite know how I didn't hear him. And then he goes, strike. And then I heard it. I'm like, oh, he said strike. Oh, shit. That means I have to do something. And then he goes, strike. And then I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I pull the thing out. And obviously I missed it.
Yeah.
And he goes, now, did I say strike three times?
My God.
And I'm like,
oh, my God. You're 11.
Yes,
you're fishing.
You
it's the whole point. I mean, it's not
you're
like you're in a survival
boy.
Situation. It's not like that's your dinner.
I don't know. People love fly fishing, though. They're passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I want to say I've been watching you mime fly fishing and you're using two hands, which is absolutely not hammer. It's a completely different movement.
Shit. Oh, sorry.
Hammer is all the leverage and it includes the twist of the body to get your strength.
But in fly fishing, you're holding the thing below it and you're not necessarily casting.
Sledgehammer, two hands.
Who says?
You. Didn't you?
It's true. That's all I've said since I got here.
But sledgehammer goes much further down, I would argue.
What are you talking? You can.
You
put-
don't. But you swing a sledgehammer from
really
so far behind you.
Kaz, the action you just did to mime out sledgehammering
was like more
was
like
so concerning to me. Please never ever do that. You had like a hand sideways above your head, and then another hand sort of by your ear.
I've never had to sledgehammer.
Yeah, your it's sledgehammer good. Was more of like in a defensive situation.
Yeah, it was like blocking a sword or something.
Yeah, look,
blocking another sledgehammer.
Oh, sledgehammer fight would be okay. Yeah. That would be over pretty quickly, but it would be really interesting for the few seconds that went on.
Yeah, I reckon hammer fight is maybe the worst kind of fight you could have.
That it's makes scary. Me feel sick to
yeah,
think
yeah, it's
about.
Bad, it's, right?
It's slow and extremely painful.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Maybe yeah. Axe fight. Axe fight's worse. Sword fight's the best.
I think axe fight is not worse than hammer because I think axe fight... What?
I'm just confused how we could jump from axe being bad to sword being good.
Because sword's quick.
Sword's quick.
You get stabbed, cut in half really quick. Axe it doesn't go in deep, but it's sharp. Yeah. And it's like a, yeah.
Got it.
I think axe would be more blunt force with a little bit of cut, so I think hammer would be worse than axe.
Mm. Well, yeah, I don't know. No good.
Do you want to know about the history of hammers?
Sure. Yeah.
To add fuel to this fire, they actually started out as just rocks.
Oh!
That
it
makes
complete
sense.
It was apparently 3 million years ago we found roundish looking rocks, so peeny looking rocks, and just started using them to bash and make other tools. But then we didn't update the hammer until 30,000 BC when we were like, fuck, we should have a handle to this.
Yeah.
Wait, there was no handle?
There was
to it?
No handle. It was just round rocks. We just hitting shit rocks against other shit rocks.
That absolutely tracks with my knowledge.
Yeah.
Of this
you see
stuff.
A lot of tapestries with just. Yeah.
And
just
also
rocks.
The game Rust is my other reference point for when we made tools and how we use tools.
Yeah. When is Rust set?
It's set now.
Oh, okay.
No, it's set in like apocalyptic times.
Oh, so it's kind of in the past almost.
There's guns and stuff, but it's, you start naked with a rock and a torch.
Yeah, cool.
So, you know.
Wait, what kind of torch? Like electric torch with a light or like a
no,
flaming?
No, you know.
We don't know how post-apocalyptic rust is.
You know,
like a flame, a stick
with a fire
like
on
a
it?
Hot fabric.
A hot fabric?
Fabric?
Is it? Oh, wait, it might be fabric on the end of the stick.
Yeah.
It's like soaked in oil or
soaked
something.
Soaked hot fabric.
Yeah.
You know?
Soaked fabric.
That's, it's not hot yet, but it gets hot.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah,
you figure it out.
It's cold and then it's
hot. Do you have to replenish the fabric?
Yeah, like the tools wear down and stuff, and the torch, it's got like health bars and stuff, and they break and stuff. It's actually a pretty complicated game. It's actually pretty like well designed, and I really like it. Unless I'm on a big server where there's actually people to hurt.
Are you
me.
On T-Pain's server for Rust?
No, he doesn't have that anymore, and damn. I was never invited.
That's
weirdly.
That's so strange.
It's like I'm not famous.
Because who
something.
Was on? It was. Tom and Demi were on T-Pain's
Tom and
server,
Demi.
Right? So good.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know if Mark ended up on there. Mark
probably.
Didn't really get into Rust. I mean, it's a nightmare game. Don't play it.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you guys like to hear some hammer facts?
I would.
I've got two, and I'll start with the least good one.
Okay.
But I think it's still pretty good.
All right.
So the word, this kind of follows on from yours, that hammer, you know how you said we just started off with rocks?
Yeah.
Well, the word hammer comes from the Old Norse hamar, which means rock. So the word hammer also just means rock.
Okay, so it can't be the action then.
No. It has to be rock.
Especially if it started as two-handed rock smash.
Oh, mine started as two-handed rock smash.
Your starter is two-handed? What do you mean?
It might have, depending on how big the rock was.
Well, it would have been small. It would have been hand-sized.
We don't know that.
I think it would have been both. I don't think one-handed or two-handed rock would have been a massive invention that changed the game. I think it would have been, what's around? That rock, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to break a rock with a second rock?
No.
No.
Really? Yes.
Because I'm not a proper caveman.
Yeah. What do you do? Assuming you're not in this room to ask that question.
Rocks with rocks.
I really like rocks. One of my favorite things to do is touch them.
Okay,
but really
nice.
Big ones. Like if I'm at the beach, I really love climbing the rocks or just like touching the rocks.
Sure.
Like standing barefoot on a big rock. And sometimes you go places that have like quartz and stuff, or sometimes the rock looks a bit cooler. There'll be like a fracture through the rock. You're like, oh, what's in there?
You should be a geologist. You should do a short TikTok geology account. Course.
Yeah, you should.
You don't think I could do a full-time geology?
Yeah, you should do
absolutely
not. You should do night school. You should do night school.
I should go night school for rocks? Night school.
One of my favorite TikTok accounts is just a person who goes around and goes, what's in that rock? And then they just open the rock. You'd love it.
Really?
I'm going to send it to you next time it comes up in my algorithm's a bit of a problem at the moment. But
oh, what's the most weird thing on your algorithm?
At the moment, it's a lot of trauma and then just old people. It's a lot of elderly people.
Oh, weird.
What are they doing?
It's because when you watch it, you curiosity watch the old person video. So the algorithm's Lena loves it.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's also love it. Like, it's a lot of people. Like, it's like, I'm on TikTok. Like, that kind of vibe. Like, it's like their first TikTok kind of thing.
Oh, God.
But there's this other one. And I don't know what this says about me. Maybe I got issues. But there's this one woman who's just like a caring mum.
Oh,
I love going there. She tells people how to get stains out of their stuff.
That's nice.
And then she just also like chides people for being not open-minded. She's like the open-minded mum that a lot of people don't always have. Like she's, you know, she like stitched a video of someone being awful about something. Mm. And then she was like, well, you know, I guess, you know, if you have to differentiate yourself and by putting yourself other people down, you know, just to make yourself look good. And I was like, Mum,
get him, Mum.
Yeah, get him. You're right.
Also, I got cat vomit on the carpet. What do I do? Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you got it. I was carrying it. Had a cup full of it and spilled it.
Yeah.
I started like a new Instagram for like my band account, and it's like I've got like the default algorithm because I don't really follow many people, and it's really no good.
Mm.
But I cannot stop looking through the default algorithm.
Oh, yeah. What are you getting?
It's like a lot of like I think posts that are targeted to 17-year-olds, but are quite clearly made by 40-year-olds.
Yep.
So I got this post being like, these emojis are cringe, and these ones are not cringe, and these are how to use emojis in a non-cringe way. I'm like, what the fuck
imagine
are you talking
being that
about?
Instructive about how to behave.
Yeah. And then all the comments were like 17-year-olds just lampooning the freaking account.
So they weren't even right.
Mm.
No, they were like, what the hell are you talking about? Which is what I was thinking. But it is good. It is fun. I would really recommend trying to get the default algorithm
just to see
what the kids are looking at.
Logging out of TikTok's scary.
It is. It's a scary world.
Oh, my God. I was scrolling for a bit and... yeah, using the not interested feature, great for curating your algorithm. But the first time I got TikTok, I'm like, this is just kids bullying other kids.
Yeah.
it's a disaster.
Cyberbullying. This is yuck.
Yeah.
I think about like how desperate I was to be liked at school to the point where I masked a whole bunch of stuff. And I can't imagine how much it would have been worse if I was getting videos like, don't use this emoji.
Yeah.
My brain would have melted out of my ear. Yeah. More than it already did. than the ADHD already did to it.
Just all those videos that are coming out now about, like, here's how to be a siren. Here's how to make people fall in love with you. Here's how to use mind and visual tricks to make boys like you. It's always been around, but
the
like,
reference we had was Charmed and the Viking Book of Love from Around the Twist, which we knew was pretend.
Yeah.
And,
And now people are like, harness your feminine witchcraft. They are, but not in the same way. Like, it's, I think it's different.
I think it's the same.
It is the same, but it's different when, like, you're reading about something.
Actually, an ancient practice.
You guys sound a million years old right now, just so you know.
We do.
Back in my day, it was exactly the same, but now it's bad because it's slightly different. So it's heaps
worse.
And I
don't understand it. I feel left out. That's the core of it.
The medium changed very slightly. So now it's disgusting.
No, it is. I think it's worse.
I think you had to go somewhere to get witchcraft done, or you had to, like, go out
to go
and get
Tumblr.
A book.
You had to go to Spellbox
in the city. Yeah, or you had to burn candles in your room. One time, I...
But don't you still have to do that? Well, that didn't change.
No, now they're like, here, you can
You can burn
buy
a
my...
digital candle.
Yeah. No, you buy their not... e-book, and then you can do their meditations to, like,
exactly.
It's the same.
Reality shift.
It's the same.
It was way more underground when I was a kid. Yes, it was. One time I burnt a candle, and then you had to burn... these, like, to summon the goddess of love, you had to burn your crush's name on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
But I didn't want my mum to catch me lighting fires in my bedroom. So I got a Tupperware container and I put the fire stuff in there and then the lid on, which I don't know if you know, melts the Tupperware container and starts a further fire.
Oh, no. So wait, did Tupperware catch fire?
Yeah, well, it, like, burns itself in and then, like, glues to the carpet and burns the carpet.
Oh,
I know this because I have anecdotal evidence of having done it. I don't think kids are doing it. I think they're watching TikToks and, like,
but
like
isn't
not
that
doing
better
on.
Than starting fires in their house?
No!
How is this less dangerous
you know what?
Than what you just said?
Mentally, it's
actually, when I was younger, there was a thing going around being like, if you never want to see someone again, you write their name on a piece of paper, wrap it in Glad Wrap and put it in the freezer. You'll never see them again unless you take the freezer out. So, and now I'm thinking of the little things people are doing on TikTok. They're like doing the honey curse thing, like where you make a honey cross.
Yeah. It's
okay.
The same.
It is
Everything's
the same. It is the same. But people... I think the stuff that's coming out now, because when I was younger, it was all things like little spells like that you physically did and they'd be done. And they still have those, but now I'm getting all the targeted shit being like, here's how to cast a spell on someone in real life, and here's how to, if you do this little eye trick, people will fall in love with you, and if you do your makeup in this way, people will like you more, and it's like much more overt.
That's
it
always
just feels
been
more
the,
direct, that's all.
You ever read Cosmo magazine?
No.
Okay. Because I haven't read it, but I assume that's the stuff that's in there.
It was Dolly was the bad one.
Yeah.
I remember... I tell this story occasionally, but there was one, like, very gendered piece of advice that I got from something I was reading as a kid that confused me for such a long time.
Yeah.
That was, I was reading Archie and Archie comics.
Yeah.
So they're terrible for young people. They should not read them. Yeah, they're like 50s gendered.
Oh,
like they're
okay,
just like,
right.
Girls are pretty and you got to go on a date and boys eat hamburgers and play football. Like they're a disaster.
Yeah.
And I remember one of them was like Veronica getting ready for a date with Archie. And it was just this little like infographic or like it was a little comic strip of her like going home early from school to get ready for a date. And so skip school is the first step. And then it was like, you know, do your nails. And then there was one line in it that I've never forgotten that was, as you know, curly hair must be straightened and straight hair must be curled, which I now know is a joke. They wrote it in as a joke.
Yeah.
But I read that and went, why? And as a kid, I was like, why? Why is that the rule? Why do you have to change your hair every single day you go on? Why if I have straight hair, do I have to curl it for every day? Why is that the rule? That doesn't make sense. That's so much time. Why can't I just wear my hair the way I want? And it fucked me up.
Yeah,
it really,
sorry
for swearing.
That's okay. You're allowed.
It just like, and it's still in my head.
Curly
and
hair
I
must
curl
be straight
my hair.
And straight hair
yeah.
must be curled.
I had one thing that fucked me up when I was younger. Sorry for swearing. it was like one episode. I didn't even watch the show, but How I Met Your Mother. Mm. And there's like a throwaway line where one of the guys asks something of Barney and is like, oh, Barney's like, what's the one thing I always say about women? And the guy's like, you can always tell a woman's true age from her elbows. And he's like, no, the other thing. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's
now
like a tree.
I moisturize my elbows. I did it this morning.
Oh my God.
Is it not just like the amount of rings around it, like in a tree, is how many age you are?
Maybe. or that thing recently where they posted that photo of the woman who was in her like 80s or 90s and she'd been using the moisturizer she used every day for 40 years had sunscreen and she only ever used it on her face and then her neck had sun damage.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, look, skin's scary as.
It's our biggest organ and like, what? what are our inside organs doing if that's what the outside one looks like?
I don't even want to think about it, really.
Would you guys like to hear my second hammer fact
yes!
before I run out of time? Yeah. Because it is unreal.
Okay.
So did you know that, you know, Liam Gallagher from Oasis?
Yeah. Yes.
You know what? Maybe I should read it in his own
can
words.
Can we have a guess of what this is?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I think he has his own, I think he has a hammer company.
Uh-huh.
Because he decided that he's the kind of person that went, you know what? I can do hammers better.
As in, like, sell them better or make them better?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. Not correct. Damn. But Cass, do you want to have a guess of what this is?
He threatened his brother with a hammer?
No. Well, I'm not saying that didn't happen, but that's not my fact. Okay. I'll let him explain. This is his own words.
Can you put on his voice then?
I'm absolutely not going to put on his voice.
Please.
Okay, I'll put on his voice. Growing up, I wasn't.
Please keep going.
Yep.
I'm going to stop the voice now because it's going to ruin the story. Because it's such a good story.
Also wasn't the voice.
Okay, so this is an interview from The Guardian. This is Liam Gallagher's own words.
Yeah.
Growing up, I wasn't big into music. People say, oh, I was into the Beatles when I was 4 or 5. I was the opposite. Always out playing football. Noel played the guitar, which I thought was a bit odd. I was 14, 15, having a cigarette with my mates, and a few lads came down from another school, hoods up, and one of them whacked me on the head with a hammer. Not a big, massive hammer, one of those little small ones. I ended up in hospital, and after that, I just started hearing music differently.
Stop it.
My girlfriend at the time was really into Madonna. She'd play Like a Virgin, and I'd say, I'm not having this shit. And then I got hit on the head with a hammer and thought, this is actually a tune. So whoever hit me, I'd like to meet and thank, else I'd still be on the dole. So Liam Gallagher, one of the greatest songwriters of the 90s, of the modern era, didn't listen to any music or like music until he got hit on the head with a hammer.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Isn't that the best story you've ever heard in your
That's
entire
incredible.
Life?
That's incredible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Else I'd still be on the dole.
Else I'd still be on the dole.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I wonder what other great musicians and artists and creators we have as a result of them getting hit on the head by a hammer. Like, I wonder if he's the only one.
I wonder if there's like, maybe in the future there's like a scan you can get to be like, what could you unlock with a hammer? Because I want to know what's in there because it's obviously a pretty big gamble.
It's like an opt-in, opt-out system. Yeah. Like, look, we're 90% sure you'll be able to do gymnastics perfectly. Yeah.
if we hit you right here.
But,
it must have been pretty exact, right? You have to hit the right lobe at the right hardness.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the size of the hammer as well. You know, he made
just
a point
said one
to
of those
say
little
it was
hammers.
Small.
Which I think is probably just the regular size hammer. I don't think it was a...
Yeah, it wasn't a sledge.
Yeah, wasn't a sledger.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I know.
Well, you hear about people having, like, brain injuries or strokes and then they wake up with a different accent.
Yeah, or they can play the piano or something.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, wow. It's just crazy to think that we wouldn't have a memeable song. Yeah, without
There's no wonder without a 15-year-old.
Yeah. Without a horrifically violent act. Yeah. Wow,
It does kind of make it tempting to be like, should I just fucking get hit on the head with a hammer?
I really don't think that's the lesson.
I don't have that much going on, right? So like, worst case scenario, I guess it's pretty bad. I die or something.
I reckon what happened was he was always able to do it, but the act of toxic masculinity of getting hit just like eased up his actual toxic masculinity.
You reckon?
And so, yeah, no. I think it was more magical than that. Brains are amazing.
Hey, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And Lena, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Twitch.tv/LenaMoon.
That's me.
Have you got any shows at Comedy Republic coming up with
Yeah, I do a monthly improv show with Ben Russell. I mean, I'm in the ensemble, so Ben has to ask me back. But he asks me back most months, unless I do something really bad.
Unless you destroy stuff on Rust.
Exactly. Yeah, it's called Teaching Your Dog to Read. It's great. And I'm in a comedy duo called Annie and Lena, but we won't be doing shows until next year. But I do have something else, depending on when this is coming
This is going to come out on Thursday.
Never mind.
Oh.
I think I can... You'll get news about this on my Instagram, but it's a cool little series that I made with someone that's coming out soon and I'm excited.
Is this the one you're talking about before? Or is it a different one?
Oh. Different one.
And how would we access your Instagram?
It's just Lena I Moon.
Lenai Moon.
Lenai Moon, as others like to say.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.